NFL news jumps the gun sometimes, and we saw just that with the case of Christian Kirk. Yes, I talked about it yesterday on this podcast feed about Christian Kirk getting released from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, not quite. He actually is now a member of the Houston Texans, and no, he didn't sign with them. He was traded to the Texans. It's a 2026 seventh round pick, which in the grand scheme of things, if you look at the pick value chart, if you're a draftnik out there, you know the 3,000 point scale is worth nothing. It's worth like 1 point on the 3,000 point scale. It's a bag of magic beans, but it's still better than zero. And that's essentially what the Jaguars were going to get initially, zero. So they got something for him. That's about all you can ask for if you're a Jaguars fan. I already talked about the implications for the Jaguars. If you missed that podcast and if you're just kind of coming back to the feed now, I'm doing these shorter news-oriented, short, I'm calling them quick slant podcast hits, where anything that breaks, I'm going to pop on here, give you a couple minutes of my take, and then we'll come back and do it again each time. So go back and listen to that one if you want to know the Jaguars' side of this with Christian Kirk out of the mix. But there's a very real Houston side to this now. And the first thing I thought when I saw this is, oh crap, Tank Dell's not playing definitely now in 2025. Now, I already kind of thought that would be, well, it's within the realm of possibility given when his injury took place and given the nature of the injury. It wasn't just a simple ACL. He tore three ligaments. And as of right now, I don't have all the news, but I haven't seen the ACL surgery happen. The other two ligaments are repaired, but I'm assuming those have to heal a little bit before they can go in and repair the ACL. So there's a very real chance we don't see Tank Dell until 2026, which sucks because I love Tank Dell. But this is also not a, you know, move Christian Kirk up your board type of conversation. The Houston Texans have very real needs here. They have Nico Collins. Great. After that, what else do you have if there's no Tank Dell? Stephon Diggs is gone for all intents and purposes. He's also coming off an ACL. Robert Woods is gone. Xavier Hutchinson really wasn't able to round into form this past year. And John Mechie, I mean, I guess can play. See, I guess in a perfect world, John Mechie's a four. He could be a three if you really need him to be, but he's really a four. So you bring Christian Kirk in. Ideally, he can stay healthy for you. He's 29 years old this upcoming season. You've seen him a bunch in the last couple of years because it's a division rival, so you know him quite well. You bring him in, you take a flyer on him, and it's really not the worst case scenario here for the Texans. I don't hate it. I really don't hate it. Like, they knew he was going to be available, but as I sort of speculated, there was going to be a little bit of a market for him. Not a great market, not a massive market, but here you're giving up basically nothing to make sure you get him in the building. You get him for 1 year. Let's see what happens from there. The Texans still have more needs, though. Like I said, if Diggs is out, they got a problem. You got to line somebody up opposite Nico Collins. And one of the biggest themes of this year is this wide receiver class. Like, yes, there are players who will be NFL starters in this class. It's not as if it's completely void of talent. There are some guys in this class I actually really like. But you got to be in the right place in the right time to pick those guys. Or you have to be really confident. You have a read on a guy that maybe the rest of the NFL teams or most of the NFL teams don't have that same read on. Not everybody can be Puka Nacua. Not everybody can be the Los Angeles Rams identifying Puka Nacua. So that's a lot easier said than done. In free agency right now, I don't see, I mean, maybe like a Darius Slayton, but how great do you feel about that? I guess it's all right. But it's not a splash like Stephon Diggs. So I guess the moral of the story, what a difference a year makes. This time last year, or well, let's say like 10 months ago last year, we're looking at this wide receiver group going, whoa. CJ Stroud's coming off a brilliant rookie season. He's got Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell. Sign me up. Now he's coming off of a up and down sophomore campaign. I don't think it was all on him. I still firmly believe in CJ Stroud from the long-term standpoint, so no panicking in Dynasty. But you have Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, and then maybe John Mechie's your four. Maybe he's your three, but he's not really that well suited to playing on the outside. Christian Kirk's going to play in the slot. That's what he does. Not as good. Now you got Dalton Schultz, and that's not too shabby. And of course, Joe Mixon catch the ball out of the backfield. But you need that extra guy. So this is a big one. I mean, you know, big problem here for the Houston Texans, but at least they did bring in a body here. Like, no guarantees Christian Kirk's going to be a, you know, strong producer, but if Christian Kirk ends up being their number three, I really don't hate this for them. Not a bad move right there. Not going to be very fantasy relevant though, but really we're in this for CJ Stroud. So hopefully they get another weapon in there, upgrade the offense for CJ Stroud and company. FTNFantasy.com is the website. Go check it out. I'm at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. I'll catch you soon for another one.